Thank you. Our wrap-up speaker today, and we're going to try to wrap this up in time for people to celebrate 420, because we know even if we didn't, you'd get up and leave. So our wrap-up speaker is someone that is known well for those of you who are local. Richard Lee is the owner of the Bulldog Coffee Shop Company, which in 1999 began providing services to the medical cannabis community. He operates one of the two licensed medical marijuana dispensaries in Oakland. He started Legal Marijuana, the Hemp Store, in 1992, one of the first hemp retail stores in the United States. In addition, he also owns the Oaksterdam Gift Shop with Amy Doctor and is a publisher of the Oaksterdam News that Chris was talking about earlier. Richard is also the founder and president of the Oakland Civil Liberties Alliance, the sponsor of Measure Z, which was Oakland's 2004 tax and regulate initiative, and he is a member of the Oakland Cannabis Regulation and Revenue Oversight Committee. He has been a member of the Fully Informed Jury Association since 1991, and in 2005 he joined the Oakland Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. I assume that's Bulldog that was being represented. Please welcome Richard Lee.
Thank you. Thank you. Is this loud enough here? Can you hear me? Is this on? Start off with a quick joke. Good news and bad news. The good news is that marijuana will no longer be legal anywhere in the world in 2013. The bad news is that according to the Mayan calendar, the world is scheduled to end in 2012. So there you go. But I wanted you to kind of think about legalization. What does legalization mean? Because when I was wanted to do this talk, that's kind of I wanted to talk about the initiatives the four cities were working on and how that's going to play into what we hope is going to be the 2008 California Cannabis Regulation and Revenue Initiative. And while some of the polling doesn't look good for 2008, I think things are moving faster than we think. And I think one of the big things that people don't realize is how reform is moving ahead despite federal prohibition. California now has 200 cannabis outlets. We have 23 cities and three counties that have issued regulations, that are issuing permits, that are collecting taxes on cannabis sales. You know, you won't see this in the regular mainstream press. They make it sound like, oh, it's still against federal law, that's it. But things are moving ahead a lot faster than people think, and I think people's attitudes are changing. And depending on what happens with the economy, with gas prices and stuff, I think the tax and regulate, the tax part of that is going to become a lot more inviting to politicians and to voters. And so we may be ready sooner than we think. Like I said, there's millions of dollars of cannabis transactions happening right now as we speak, have been happening for years. 215 is almost 10 years old now. There's clubs that have been open for that long and have paid millions of dollars in taxes. And a lot of people don't realize that. So that's, I guess my point is that when you think about legalization, we used to think about it when I first started a long time ago. It was kind of, you know, what is it going to be like? And is it going to be like one day it's illegal and the next day it's all legal? And I think what we've seen now is that it's not. It's a gradual process. And the city initiatives are part of that. And a lot of the initiatives is what you put into it, is what you take out of it. And that if you let the opposition say it doesn't do anything, then it won't do anything. But if there's people, 215 is a great example. It doesn't actually allow clubs. 215 doesn't allow sales or clubs, but that hasn't stopped us. SB 420, the legislation, California legislation, doesn't actually allow sales, but that hasn't stopped Oakland from issuing permits that allow sales. So my point is that we're in a gray area where the laws are changing, and so you have to be creative and look at what you can do under the laws. So to address one of the things that Steve was saying about the lowest enforcement priority, that was just a step until we can change state law. We were restricted by state law on what we can do. But with having 5, 6, 7 cities on record as being for legalization, I think that's going to help us get ready for 2008. And so a couple of the new ideas that I wanted to introduce, and it may seem like I'm way ahead of my time talking about 2008 now, but it was 2 years before Measure Z that I started working on that, that I started doing polling and focus groups and putting together the dream team of the Measure Z the OCLA board, the Oakland Civil Liberties Alliance. And so to me, this is the time to start thinking about it and start working on it, because these things do take a long time to get going. There's one of the new, fairly new, I guess, to the reform movement. I haven't seen a lot of it, heard a lot of it, but I want to introduce it here, is the idea of local options. In Texas, we have dry counties for alcohol. You can buy all the alcohol you want 5 feet on this side of the county line, 5 feet on the other, you can't buy one drop. And so I think that's going to maybe get us a few more votes, a few more percentage points. It might be just what we need to get over the top to have, because California is very distinct areas. There's parts that are very anti-marijuana, and then there's parts that are very pro-marijuana. And I think we can get some votes in the anti-marijuana parts with a local option. In other words, you'll have the local option to not allow sales in that area, and that'll get more people to vote for it than would if it mandated legalization throughout the whole state. Another idea is the idea of private clubs. They have this with alcohol in some states. And that's another thing I'd like to remind everybody, is that alcohol has different laws in all the states. And so one of the ideas we're looking at with the 2008 initiative would be to allow local counties and cities to come up with their own different laws and different rules and regulations and way of handling alcohol. The private clubs idea, where you have to have where you issue a card, Utah does that for alcohol. You have to be a member of the bar you drink in. And so that's one more idea for regulating cannabis in creative ways that people maybe hadn't thought of before, you know, when you just say blanket, legalize it for everybody all the time. So that's basically what I wanted to talk about today. Was, we don't know for sure if we're going to be ready in 2008. We're going to do polling this summer and start looking into it. But that's the other point I want to make, is that if you are looking to do an initiative, you need to start early, start planning way early, look at who you're going to get on board. For, you need to put together a political action committee, and that means you need a board, you need other people with you. And so you can't start too early thinking about the future. And I guess I'll wrap it up and let us have a few questions before 4:20. Thank you. Oh, yeah, one more thing I forgot. Sorry. Mickey forgot to mention where you can get your tickets, your pre-sale discount tickets for the Four Cities fundraiser tomorrow night. The tickets are available at the Oaksterdam gift shop booth and the California Normal table out in the lobby. Thanks.
Thank you, Richard. Hello. Yeah. Thank you, folks. Rather than start taking questions, I think perhaps we're about 10 minutes before the 4:20 on 4:20. So I would suggest that we take a break and try to meet back here around 4:30. Thank you.